Morning and Chodesh Tov, my friends. Welcome to all the many newcomers. It's incredible. We literally have thousands of people joining on these chats this year to do the 40-day challenge. If you just signed up, I welcome you. And if you'd like the intro from yesterday, today is officially the first day. It's called Second Chances. If you missed yesterday's intro, you can just private message me. I am happy to share yesterday's intro. We called it Second Chances because Rosh Chodesh Elul today is the beginning of the second chance we get. Now, where does this come from? Because the sages teach that God is spiritually closer during the month of Elul. We have this tradition that during this time, God is more receptive to our prayers. The Hasidic master, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, that I quoted in this chapter, uses the metaphor, the famous metaphor of a king whose usual place is in the palace, right? Anyone who wants to sing the king has to travel to the palace, go through all the gates, be meticulously prepared. But there are those times, those special moments when the king leaves the palace, comes out to the field, makes himself more accessible so that even a simple peasant behind his plow can approach him. That is the entire month. HaMelech Besadeh, the rabbis teach. The king is in the field. Now, what happened that is so special on this period of the Jewish calendar that made Elul such an opportune time for spiritual closeness? So we need to know the history very, very briefly. Shivaso Bar Tammuz, which is the 17th day of the month of Tammuz, which is a fast day. That was the day that Moses descended Har Sinai with the tablets, the first set of tablets that he went up there. He came down, he sees the Jewish people sinning, worshiping the golden calf. Terrible moment in Jewish history, breaks the tablets and remains in the Jewish camp, desperately trying to obtain God's forgiveness for the Jewish people. How long does he do that for? 40 days. 40 days. From Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, the day that Moshe came and saw the Jewish people sinning, breaks the tablets 40 days later, today, Rosh Chodesh Elul. The first day of Elul, after 40 days of pleading, God tells Moshe, he invites him to return to Har Sinai. He was ready to give the Jewish people a second chance. That's why I call this chapter and today's chat the second chance. Moshe sends Har Sinai to receive the second set of tablets. Elul is all about second chances. And this is important also. How long does Moshe Rabbeinu remain on Har Sinai to get those second set of tablets? 40 days more. And what's 40 days after Rosh Chodesh, 40 days from today? Yes, Yom Kippur. The day that Moshe comes down with the second tablets is the day of Yom Kippur. So it's not willy-nilly, oh, Yom Kippur's this, Rosh Chodesh that. It's not some sort of arbitrary thing. What we're doing is we're tapping into those moments in Jewish history where God gave our ancestors a second chance. And I told the story in the beginning of the chapter of the famous Alfred Nobel. Alfred Nobel was the Swedish inventor of dynamite. And what happened was that there was a headline in the obituary section of this French newspapers back in 1888. And it said, "The Merchant of Death is dead." And that was the headline in the obituary in 1888 that erroneously eulogized Alfred Nobel, who invented dynamite. And they called him the Merchant of Death. Now, it was actually Alfred's brother, Ludwig, who had died. The newspaper made a mistake. The newspaper mistakenly thought Alfred died, and reporters published this terrible review of his life. And it characterized Alfred Nobel as someone who had grown rich by developing ways to destroy other people, right? Dynamite. And when Nobel read this obituary of himself, now it really was his brother, wasn't him. He was impacted, and he became obsessed with how he would be remembered. He wondered, once he would die, how would he be remembered? So he rewrites his will and he bequeaths his incredible fortune. He was hugely rich to a cause that would be admired and celebrated by all. That's the Nobel Prize that to this day is offered to leading scientists and peacemakers and writers as a way of benefiting mankind, not harming mankind. And the reason I shared the story is that the newspaper's blunder basically gave Alfred Nobel a second chance, which is what each and every one of us is given today, a second chance. Something new for those of you who read the chapter already. The Gemara asks in the name of Rabbi Elezer, it says, "Shuv yom echad lifnei mitatcha," repent one day before you die. And of course, the question in the Gemara then asks, "Shalu talmidav," his students then asked him, "V'chi adam yodea ezo yom yamut," does a person really know which day he will die? And the answer is, "Amar lahem," he said back, "V'chol shekein, yashuv hayom shema yamut l'machar." All the more reason, he said, do tshuva today because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And Rabbi Elezer wasn't being clever. It's basically giving them the whole system. Since you can't know which day is the deadline, every day has to be treated like it's your last. And I know that's kind of like a morbid thought. And I remember hearing this song years ago by Tim McGraw, who's a great country western singer, Living Like You're Dying. Maybe I'll post it here. It's a really, really powerful song. It's not about a morbid, oh, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But the truth is, if we live like we're dying, if we live like it's our last day, if you will, right? We're going to love better. We're going to study more. We're going to grab the day by the lapels, and we're going to just be excited about being alive, because we're not going to take it for granted. We're not going to just sort of, quote unquote, kill time. And that's the opportunity that we have now with us being given a second chance on this Chodesh Elul. My bracha to all of you is to take advantage of these next 40 days, understand where they come from, that Hashem wants us to be closer to Him and to take every single day of our lives so seriously that it's like, it could be like the last, but take that in a positive way. Understand that the second chance Hashem gives the Jewish people, it's because He wants a relationship. Let's cultivate that relationship together one day at a time. Have a wonderful day, my friends.